Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
So we are going to jump right into this. We are going to have a series of misheard lyrics. I know a lot of people have seen these. People have heard them over the years. We did a little research. We tried to find some obscure ones, things that maybe people haven't heard. If we have some that you've heard, hey, you know. Just
good for you.
Good for you.
You want a fucking cookie?
Yeah. You win. Guess what you win? Fucking nothing. I mean, just, you know, maybe some people haven't heard it, so keep your mouth shut for 2 seconds and let them enjoy. As we were comparing our songs, we figured for sure we'd have some repeats.
Yeah.
We actually did not. 100% no repeats, which was bizarre. I think when I was looking for stuff, I'm like, you know, our show is kind of vulgar. I'm going to find some vulgar ones. You kind of looked and just, yeah, whether it was clean or vulgar, whatever, I'll write it down. Turns out your list is kind of semi-clean.
Yeah, a little tamer thing.
Yeah.
Probably
mine. Mine, I think I've got songs with jizz and anal. And so we'll see. It's going to be a good mix. It'll be fun. So we'll go back and forth. And if it doesn't sound like that to you, hey, no problem. We're going to keep moving on because the show doesn't run on you. No, it actually kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without the listeners, we wouldn't be anything. So I'm just kidding. I apologize. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you got?
So I'm going to start with Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish.
All right. What are we listening for?
Basically, you want to hear, I want to love you, but the bear said I can't.
The bear said I can't. All right, here we go. I want to love you, the bear said
I can't. God damn that bear.
Oh, fuck. The song written about Goldilocks.
Sorry, I can't love you. The bear said I couldn't.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. We're going to go a little Elton John. You may think of Elton John a little differently because normally you think of him as he's still standing. But what if he steals diamonds?
I'm still standing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That was. He robs jewelry stores. He steals diamonds. We just want you to never unhear these once you hear them. So that's going to be the fun of this, is next time you hear these songs, you're never going to hear it the same. Mike, your next song.
Next song is Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
All right.
Funny story. My wife kind of pointed this out, that this doesn't it sound like bacon eggs?
Here we go. Let's see if Ariana Grande loves breakfast.
Thank you next.
Definitely bacon and egg. Or
bacon eggs.
She's so fucking grateful for her eggs.
She's so fucking thankful for her bacon eggs. All right, Mike. My next song is by The Police, lead singer Sting. He's talking about his poo hole. It apparently is aching him. How his poo hole aches.
You know, sometimes your poo hole aches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, I'm going in the past a little bit. We're going to rock around the clock. You know what? When the clock strikes 12, we're going to poo our pants.
Oh.
When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off and stop.
That's what we're doing at midnight.
I almost did that at midnight last night.
No, God. We're going to go a little Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. It's kind of off-putting if you ask a woman if she could breed. And the reason is because you got this cactus from Jamaica. Can you breed a cactus from Jamaica?
Baby, can you breed a cactus from Jamaica?
Old goddamn cactus from Jamaica.
I gotta go visit the old cactus breeder. A lot of people might know this one. This one's very popular misheard lyric. But if you don't, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light, Wrapped Up Like a Douche.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche.
That to me is like one of those like cowbell things from Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
Like once you saw the skit on Saturday Night Live, now you never unhear that fucking cowbell in the background. That's all I hear is a damn cowbell. This is the same thing.
Yeah.
I can never hear Revved Up Like a Deuce. He literally puts a shh on the end of that.
Oh, for sure.
Let's hear it one more time just to confirm. He says douche.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche.
Douche.
Motherfucker says douche.
He says douche.
Yeah.
It's not douche, but for years, I thought it was douche. I mean, it sounds like douche.
Maybe he had a reason that we didn't know, but we didn't care. We're blinded by the light to even care about his
douche. I'm ready to go out tonight, party. I'm revved up like a douche. I'm ready.
That guy's a douche. He's a fucking douchebag. Yeah, but he's pretty revved up.
But look at him. He's ready to go.
He is revved.
That is one revved douche.
I'm going to go a little Shawn Mendes. Mm-hmm. Stitches. You know, I actually feel bad for him if he has a chicken farting onto his knees.
That's foul.
Oh, shit. That's it. I want you to never unhear that ever. So I hope people are like, damn it, I love that song, and now it's completely ruined. I'm kind of staying in the past again. I'm going back. I like to go back and forth like a soccer team. I always wondered when my dad was listening to the Bee Gees, what the hell a four-legged woman with two knees was doing. Four-legged woman, two knees.
She's got two legs, two of them don't bend.
She's got two floppy. So she can walk, but two of them are just flopping. Four-legged woman, two knees.
Oh, my God.
I actually think I might even have another Bee Gees one.
You know how, like, when a calf gets born and it's...
and it can't walk? Oh, that's what they're talking about. The birth of a calf.
Four-legged woman, two knees.
All right, Mike. Your next song.
Jeremy by Pearl Jam. Maybe instead of speaking in class today, Jeremy's smoking grass.
Here we go. Let's see how high Pearl Jam gets.
Yeah. Hear me smoking. Smoking.
Oh my God. Good for you, Jeremy.
You know,
smoking grass.
Yeah.
Today.
For who needs class when you can smoke grass?
My next song is kind of a popular song. It's Chainsmokers featuring Halsey, Closer. I mean, I like Blink 182 just as much as the next guy, but I don't know if I'd listen to it while I bleed to death in Tucson. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we bleed to death in Tucson. Okay. Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, you want to be bleeding out while. Where are you?
And I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you on your vein. And don't waste your time on me. You're already a voice inside my yed. That's another one where he says, voice inside my yed. Bro, it's head. We don't say it as yed, but whatever.
Babe, why don't you give me some yed?
Why don't you give me some of that yed?
How much it costs for yed?
Mike, your next song is...
My next song is Blank Space by Taylor Swift. Now, this one is commonly known, actually. She re-recorded the Taylor's version and cleaned it up so it doesn't sound like this anymore. But in the original version of Blank Space, she's got a lot of Starbucks lovers.
Pain, got lonely Starbucks lovers. Now take a mocha latte chate. Your next song.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. Doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. It doesn't make a difference if
we're naked. Hey, we got each other. I don't care that we're not wearing clothes.
That's enough for now.
It's kind of like our podcast. Doesn't really matter if we're naked or not.
And we are naked.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only way to do a podcast. Bod-ass
naked, yeah.
We actually almost created a new thing called a bodcast.
Bodcast.
But nobody could see it, so we're like, fuck it. We'll just go with the audio.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. All right. My next song is by Deep Blue Something called Breakfast at Tiffany's. Apparently, this band, when they asked her if she wanted breakfast at Tiffany's, she said she had pink eye. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I have pink eye.
Right. I mean, fine. You could just say no, that you don't want to go. You don't have to make up.
I'm not asking for head. Right. I don't care about your pink eye.
Oh, my God.
Mike, your next song.
Dave, John Travolta, and Olivia Newton-John's. One that I want from the legendary Grease soundtrack. What if what you want is the wobbly one? You're the wobbly one.
The wobbly one. I think that's code for dick. You gonna give her that dick.
You gonna get that dick.
Here we go, the wobbly one.
You're the one that I want.
You're the wobbly one. Oh my God, I'm always gonna sing that now. Not that I listen to Grease in my car, but
I just have really bad balance, but
The wobbly one.
The wobbly one.
That's the one I want. So my next song, this one's kind of tricky, okay? So we may have to play this a couple times for you to really pick it out. Mostly for the people listening to it in their car or on their phone or whatever. You really got to focus because, with me sitting in front of Mike, I can kind of mouth the words that I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. And then you know what I'm hearing. But when you don't have somebody in front of you mouthing it, it's a little difficult. So this is not, try to block out Adele. Just listen to the background and what you're listening for. 1,000 queer sheep, never had bare feet, a pigeon carnivore.
Feeling we could have had it all.
Did you hear it?
I did hear it. Holy shit.
1,000 queer sheep, never had bare feet, pigeon carnivore.
Pigeon carnivore.
I like the 1,000 queer sheep. Like, hey, you know you're rolling in the deep when there's 1,000 queer sheep.
Mm.
They're like, bah.
Bah, bitch.
Man, this song is bad.
I'm a bad bitch. My next song is Rolling Stones' Beast of Burden. And Mick Jagger says he'll never leave our pizza burning.
I'll never be your beast of burden.
But it's okay. I like mine crispy. So you can leave my pizza burning.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Rolling Stones,
just wanted you to know they were very informational in their songs. So they were letting you know that in Yugoslavia, you never starve. Yugoslavia, you never starve. To reiterate, we're not telling you the correct lyrics because we don't want you to hear We want you to hear the misheard lyrics from now on. I didn't even have that on my list. I just, when you said Rolling Stones, I'm like, oh man, that's a common misheard one.
Next song is Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard, who in the 80s somehow found a way to live with a lover with a red iPhone.
I'm already cracking up. It's hilarious. Fucking he's from the future. He had a red, his girl had a red iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Oh no, that's not either way it would have been futuristic. Alright.
How the fuck did she get that?
Yeah.
Bad Moon Rising, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Gotta drop a deuce. There's a bathroom on the right.
That's a good thing because I got a shit.
Well, bathroom on the ride.
Hey, thanks for letting me know, but you didn't have to sing it.
That's kind of weird.
Mike, my next song is very festive, and with the Christmas season quickly approaching, I find that we always play the classic Brenda Lee Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Also notably in Home Alone, you know. Basically any Christmas movie,
yeah.
It's always in.
Oh, yeah.
Great song. What I don't understand is Brenda Lee, I guess maybe when she was offering people desserts and stuff.
She decided, you know what? You're not having it now, but later, we're going to eat some fucking pie.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some cat.
Holy shit. Tell me you didn't hear that. Later we'll have some fucking pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
I can't get enough of it. Later we'll have some fucking pie.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
That's all I hear now. Oh my
exactly.
God.
So when you're at your Christmas and they're playing this song, fill everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if there's some kids that like say like they don't know the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Later we'll have some fucking pie. Merry Christmas, everybody. I've ruined it.
You're a mean one, David Nix.
You just ruined Christmas.
You just ruined Christmas, you dick. I was a friend of Brenda Lee's, but now you've ruined it, you fucking prick. Your dick is way too big. And it's twice the size.
All right. Go ahead. All right. My next song is You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. She was a fax machine. She kept her modem clean.
She was a fax machine. She kept her modem clean. She was a fax machine.
If you do have a fax machine, you got to keep your modem
yeah.
running clean. For sure.
Who would have thought?
Mike, really quick, this isn't a misheard lyric. This is an actual lyric.
Oh.
But if you've ever heard Lady Gaga's Poker Face, you'll know that through the history of time and all that is Lady Gaga, it's always been pop, 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 poker face, pop, pop, poker face.
Mm-hmm.
That's not actually what she's saying.
She's not saying?
No. She's not saying that.
Oh.
And it wasn't even cleaned up on the radios. It'll play as the original version. Until I think now they found out what she's actually saying, and so now I think it isn't edited. I don't know if they blur it out. They probably don't even play it anymore, but whatever. But there is a pa-pa at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But the next line is, fuck her face. That's the real lyrics. Pa-pa-pa-poker-fa-fa-fucker-face.
Wow.
I never knew that, dude. And I was like, whoa. I don't
Lady
know why I
Gaga
like,
pulled a fast one.
Yeah, she said everybody on the radio was playing. She couldn't believe it made it through. Because everybody thought she was just continuing the pa-pa-pa-poker-fa-pa-pa. Yeah, fa-fa-fur-face. Is that option still available? Or
probably.
Yeah. Since that wasn't really a misheard lyric, I'm just going to quickly do a... another
yeah.
quick one.
Go ahead.
This is actually a misheard lyric. Actually, a couple different ways. So this is Blue by Eiffel 65. I just like the way I heard it. Kind of fits the theme of our show. So I could do the clean route of what it sounds like, but I like the dirty route. So he's blue and he would beat off a guy.
I'm blue, I would beat off a guy. I would beat off a guy. I would beat off a guy.
I would beat off a guy, I would beat off a guy, I would beat off a guy, I would beat off a guy.
Here's a story about not leaving your balls blue.
Man, I'm sad. I'm gonna beat off a guy. Dave, my next song is Paul Young's Every Time You Go Away. You take a piece of meat with you. Stop taking the guy's steaks when you leave.
Yeah, steaks are expensive. You
yeah.
can't take them.
Right?
This is what you think, you just go on a date with me, come in, and every time you
take
go,
a piece of meat yeah, with you?
Every time you go away?
Come on.
Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
Hopefully she took the cheap little three pack.
Right? Maybe some salami or some cold cuts.
Little did she, that wasn't the meat. That wasn't the meat I was talking about when I asked you to come over.
I was talking about this dip.
This is a nice little jam by Mariah Carey. And what's weird is that she can't forget the semen.
No, I can't forget the semen.
Oh my god.
She can't forget the semen, man.
You know, she was leaving the house and she remembered.
But here's the best part about it. Now, I didn't finish it because I wanted to get your quick. I knew there would be a reaction right after semen, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's even funnier.
Oh, no.
All right? Don't look at the screen.
Okay.
Just listen.
I can't forget the scene and all your faces you were leaving.
On your faces you were leaving, bro.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mike, here's a song from Casey and the Sunshine Band called Get Down Tonight, 1975. You know, before we were born, but our parents listened to it. We know this song. It's a great song. But it's just kind of weird that when he starts off the song, he says, paper bag, let's shit together.
Paper bag, let's shit together.
Well, you know.
I mean.
Are they shitting together in a paper bag? Or
I think they're going to do the flaming poo trick on porches. So paper bag, let's shit together. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
He called the shit poop. Mike, my next track is from Billy Joel, You May Be Right. What do you think when it gets to the chorus that there'd be something about, you know, you're right, I'm wrong, something along that line. But it's kind of weird when he says, I'm guessing they had dinner because he's saying, you made the rice, I made the gravy.
You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be.
But it just may be the biscuits that you're looking for. I don't know. Yeah, you made the rice. I made the gravy.
Nothing like a nice gravy rice dish. Oh, that was a good one.
Mike, this song is by Michael Jackson, and it's called You Were Not Alone. Very sentimental song about a girl. Maybe a guy. Maybe little boys. I don't know. But all I know is their burgers are the best.
I can hear your prayers, your burdens are there.
Your burgers are the best, man. Oh, God, I love that.
I love inviting them to cookouts.
Yeah.
Your burgers are the best.
Those burgers almost done. Shimon!
Hey, Michael, is this too dark for you?
This song's by Daft Punk, Get Lucky. It features Pharrell Williams, Nile Rodgers. I really like the song. I do think it's cool. I just have a question for them of why they rub a Mexican monkey.
Mexican. Mexican.
Well, first they rub a Mexican.
Mexican. Mexican monkey, we're up a Mexican monkey. We're up a Mexican monkey. We're up a Mexican monkey. We're up a Mexican monkey.
Now, that's my new jam, dude. We're up a Mexican monkey. All right, couple more, and we are officially done here.
Mexican monkey. I hear they bring you good luck. Si, senor.
Mike, we got another Mariah Carey. She's on the list twice. No surprise. This song is called I Stay in Love. A lot of people haven't heard it, which makes it even better because if you haven't heard it, here's a misheard lyric, and I'm still not going to tell you what the real lyric is. She just wants to put it out there that she's trying to fuck like a whale. She tried to fuck like a whale.
Is it a humpback? Or a sperm whale?
Oh, shit.
I think she said that on porpoise.
I'm going to have another puke. Another puke moment. All right, Mike, this last song, this is the very last one, misheard lyric. This is by Sam Smith. The song is called Leave Your Lover. I mean, what else can I say, but he wants you to suck his milk made sour free.
Suck my milk made sour.
Suck my milkmaid sour free. And that is the misheard lyric episode.
Oh.
With that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Today was all about misheard lyrics, and we want to hear any misheard lyric that you know of that we might have missed. Put it in the comments. Maybe we even bring it up at the beginning of the next episode. Put the comments in all our social media pages.
Facebook, X, TikTok, Instagram.
All of the above.
We're all over the place.
Yeah. Like always, share us, follow us, you know, share this episode. People may not, especially the Christmas Brenda Lee. With that song going to be played nonstop, even at department stores. When you hear it playing, go complain to the manager. Be a Karen.
I want to see the manager.
I want this song canceled.
She said fucking pie.
Yeah. So, with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And we'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.